Interesting. Thank you, Sean. We'll get into some of the impact of those rising interest rates on other types of company, including technology companies, with our technology editor in about 20 minutes. But for now, it's 22 minutes past seven, so obviously we're going to talk about rainforests, because there is a conventional image and understanding of rainforests as equatorial habitats, hot, humid, moist parts of the world, teeming with wildlife, usually quite far away from these shores. In fact, some rainforests are temperate rather than tropical, and once upon a time, a long, long time ago, Britain had many of them. And here's the thing, it still does have a few. There are rainforests in Britain today, just not as many as you might think. A new book out tomorrow is called The Lost Rainforests of Britain. It's out, out tomorrow, is it, Guy?
That's right.
Yeah. And its author is Guy Shrubsole. He's with us now. Guy, good to see you. So this is I've tried to convey it in that introduction. This might strike some people as rather peculiar. Where are these British rainforests today and where were they historically?
Yes, it does sound odd, doesn't it? And I didn't really believe that Britain had rainforests myself until I moved to Devon and started exploring some of them. And they really are spectacular habitats. You mentioned tropical rainforests earlier. Obviously, they are rainy and hot. What we have in Britain is temperate rainforests, which are rainy but cool. And in places like Devon, Dartmoor, near where I live, Cornwall, the west coast of Scotland, Wales and the Lake District, where there's an enormous amount of rain, about 1.5 metres of rainfall a year on average. That's the sort of conditions which allow rainforests, temperate rainforests, to thrive.
And where was there a time when Britain had a slightly different climate, maybe going back a long time, where there were more of these rainforests? Have they basically been in decline, as it were?
It's not so much that we had a different climate. It's that after the end of the last ice age, these rainforests appeared in Britain. And then, sadly, tragically, you know, we're a rainforest nation, but we cut down most of our rainforests. And so over the centuries, they've declined as a result of human impact. And so, you know, what we have left today are these tiny fragments. We have a rainforest zone that covers around 20% of Britain, but very, very tragically, only about 1% of Britain is rainforest today. But they really are these spectacular places. They are places where plants grow on other plants. They're called epiphytes. So you have trees that are festooned in lichens, coated in mosses. You have polypody ferns growing out of branches and giving them this green aura. So they really are amazing places
to
visit.
And these are places that people can still go to now. So if our beloved listeners listening right now and isn't necessarily near you in Dartmoor, how do they get to these places? Where can they find them?
Yes, you can visit them. Obviously, if you do, please do treat them with the absolute reverence and awe that they deserve, because they're very precious. And as I say, there's only very few of them left. But they're in places like the Lake District in Borrowdale. It's quite a popular location to go and see them. Places like Dartmoor, places like Wissmans Wood, for example, which you might have heard of. But we really need to be doing more to protect and restore them, because these tiny fragments, they can't really operate on their own for very much longer. Many of these woods are dying on their feet as a result of overgrazing by sheep, by deer, by invasive species like rhododendron that are really affecting them really badly. So we really need to be doing much more to protect them and restore them. And that's why, alongside this book, I've been campaigning to try and get the government to put in place a rainforest strategy for Britain.
Is there one now?
There isn't one now. And actually, only last year did the government start to acknowledge even the presence of temperate rainforests in Britain as a result of our campaign. So we really hope that the new government under Rishi Sunak will put in place a rainforest strategy for Britain, stop some of the recent attacks on nature protections that we've seen from the government, and recommit to some of the environmental reforms to farm payments in order to allow and encourage farmers and landowners to bring back many of our lost rainforests.
Well, there's a book which they might want to start with. It's called The Lost Rainforests of Britain, and it's out now. Guy, very good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks very much.